Hi everyone, this is Karan.
And I'm Yashasvi.
And we are Bad and Bollywood.
And this week in Bad and Bollywood, it's all about acceptance. You know, it's about accepting who you are, just accepting what runs in the family. You know, some families are weird, you know, like my family doesn't like listening to music together. And there's some families in the movie Lakir that like fucking their own brothers and sisters. So
yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
What?
Segue.
We're starting with incest. We're starting with incest. That's how it goes. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lakir.
Okay.
You know, it's weird because it's called Lakir, the forbidden line. And who knew that the forbidden line is incest?
I thought the forbidden line was like, hey, Lakshman ki Rekha, or like, hey, you're not allowed to swear in this house. So the forbidden line is saying fuck, okay? Or using a swear word in a sentence. Or the forbidden line is cocaine. I'd take that too. Don't do forbidden.
I mean, yeah.
Don't do
in
forbidden
my family,
line.
I think the forbidden line is cocaine.
Yes. Same.
It might be.
Yes. So.
We just do lines at the dinner table.
Yeah. That's what you do. See, some people like incest. Some people like doing cocaine with their family. It's, you know, just accept who people are. Yashasvi. Just accept. Broaden your horizons. Get into your stepsister who you've grown up with for 17 years and then be like, oh, actually, she's kind of sexy though, right? That's the movie. That's this movie.
Everyone listening is just like, these guys just exaggerate so much, man. It's like, no, she calls him Bhaiya and Bhaiya really wants to fuck him. Fuck her, sorry.
This is...
So...
Okay, so I want to set the stage for this.
Yeah, context.
Because before I give like movie context, I'm gonna give you like why we picked this movie. Because if you see Lakir, you're not gonna be like, I recognize this movie or I know what movie this is. You're probably not. This is very much a me decision that I forced upon Yashasvi. I don't know if you listened to the last episode, Kuch Toh Hai. Please go listen it if you haven't. On that episode, I said that the next movie that we do will also have a Karan in it. And it was this movie, and Sohail Khan is Karan in it. And the reason I say this is because there are very few movies in my time in cinema. You know, when I've walked into a theater, you know me, like when I'm in a theater, I'm calm. This is my favorite time. Like, this is the happiest I've ever been. There's popcorn, there's Coke. That's all I need. You know, there's not much. I don't need
much,
you know. But sometimes, if the movie is really bad, then it like is a horrible experience for me. So that's happened to me with Rudraksh. That's happened in Kalank, a movie I'm sure we'll get to at some point. And this movie is one of them. So Lakir is one of those movies where I was 11. So like bar is low, right? Like we've established that as kids, you kind of enjoy everything. Bar is fairly
it's
low.
Like flashing things on screen, you'll be fine, right?
And this is a star cast that a child would be like, yeah, these are cool action boys, right? I mean, Sohail Khan aside, but you know, everyone else. So like it was a genuinely horrible experience, and when we started this podcast, that's definitely one. There's a few along the way that I was like, I'm gonna make Yashasvi watch them, and I was like, this is one.
These are milestones, aren't they? Yeah, but I really want to be in that room, the casting room, where they're deciding on which actors to take. I think the pitch was like, we need actors who are gonna give us nothing, like in terms of acting. We need like the most stone-faced, deadpan fucking actors, and Sunil Shetty.
Yeah.
So you get Sunny Deol, who is at the peak of his career, I'm assuming, because I don't know. Has he ever had a peak, Karan? Like, did he ever peak?
I think he's had, I would say, late 90s.
I mean, I'm assuming he hit puberty when he was 9, but like, apart from that, was there any peak in his life?
I would say like late 90s to... early 2000s, you know, like when Border came out and like Gadar came out. I think that stretch. But even then, it was like with Sunny, I've noticed this, right? He makes one big hit. Like, let's say he made Ghayal, right? And then they're just trying to make the next Ghayal. Then he makes one Border and they're just trying to make the next Border. Then he makes one Gadar and they're just trying to make the next Gadar with him. There's no like, oh, he has range. That shit is
no,
not
he
that.
Doesn't. He's just angry, shouty, strong man. So you have... Sunny, you have Sohail Khan for some reason.
Huh.
Okay. You have Sunil Shetty, my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have John Abraham. Now, keep in mind, this is pre-Dhoom John Abraham.
Uh-huh.
So you don't really know much about him. Like, he's not as yoked. He's still pretty yoked, but he's not as yoked as he usually is.
Yeah.
And in terms of acting, he's not really shown anything to anyone at this point.
Like, we'll get
into
this.
He's kind of like that kid who won't show you his notes, like, in school. He's like, I wrote it. He's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, hey, John, you're going to act for us, right? No.
Dude.
I act for myself.
I'm sure we're going to get into this, but like, who thought when they were basically like pitching this movie, right? They were like, hey, we'll put Sohail and John. And at some point, they're going to interact in the same frame. At some point, we know that these two people have to have a scene together because they're the two most important characters.
Powerhouses, these absolute powerhouses of acting.
Dude, for all intents and purposes, like Sohail and John are the two protagonists of this movie, right? Like,
yeah.
Besides yeah, Sunny, right. But I think in some ways, like the main core love story of this movie is with John and Sohail. So that means that the film is resting on their shoulders. And wow. Wow. Really? Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And also, we have Kiara Advani in this movie, which is weird because she was around 12 at the time. So I don't know how the fuck she managed that.
It's funny because, like, yeah, I told Yashasvi before we started watching this movie that the actress in this looks exactly like Kiara Advani. And I don't think he fully grasped how much. I want everyone that's listening to this right now to type in Noheed Cyrusy. Noheed Cyrusy or Cyrus? I'm not sure. Either one. And you will look up some pictures of her. It's, I'd say, you know, remember the Zooey Deschanel, Katy Perry pictures that were circulating for a while? Like, oh my God, these look alike.
Yeah. 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 I remember that.
It's like that level or even more.
Almost identical.
Yeah.
Dude, like at some points I just called her Kiara with like no, without a shade of irony. Cause like she looks exactly like her and acting wise, probably quite similar because, you know, she wasn't bad. I think she was like the, I mean, she was okay, I guess.
Yeah, she was. I mean, Kiara's better, I think. Like, Kiara and yeah. Lust Stories and Guilty, she was decent. Like, I think she has more to her, but she also did Kabir Singh, so.
Cancel.
Yeah, so let's get into the plot, shall we, I guess? We must start somewhere. And you know what? The one thing I'll say about this movie is that there is a plot. You know, there is a...
There is, yeah, you're right. Fuck, for the first time, there is a plot. Holy shit.
There is a story.
And, you know, we've talked about movies where like, at the core, there is a good movie there.
Yeah.
And Lakir was, like, 90% to the point where you can say that there was a good movie perhaps in there somewhere, maybe, if you look, if you squinted, if you just, like, stood 50 meters away and squinted a little bit and like tilted your head at a certain angle, you might say like maybe there was something there that they could have gotten out of it.
If in America you went to an Indian restaurant and you looked up at the TV and they were playing an Indian movie like they usually do with their generic Hindi music in the back and Lakir was on,
yeah.
maybe you'd be like, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a good movie. Like I don't know what's happening. I can't hear them. But like, maybe this is good. I don't know. So maybe watch this movie on mute and in parts and you will like it.
And yeah, give your own, like just dub it by yourself. Send us a recording. You know, we'll get you on the podcast.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Sure, why not? But it starts as it always should start with a Sunny, the old monologue. And you know, if they don't drive it home enough in the course of this movie, they will tell you that Sunny is not like other gangsters, Karan.
He's a relatable gangster.
Like other gangsters wear short shorts. Sunny wears suits. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunny's not like other gangsters.
He's a good boy. So he, like, okay, here's what a good gangster is. I want you to write down, everyone at home, if you want to know what a relatable gangster is like, this is what it's like. If he attacks your house, he removes his shoes before he comes in. So he's a good
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he enters a mandir and beats people up, he takes the prasad with his right hand. That's
of course
good gangster.
Yeah.
When he shoots your entire family, he touches your parents' feet before he shoots them. That's a good gangster. When he wakes up in the morning and murders everyone around him, he says, I'm sorry, three times. That's a good gangster. what am I doing? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. It's a good bit. It's really heartwarming to see gangsters these days being really conscious about their sanskars. You know, I feel along the way we kind of lost that. But, you know, I mean, see, if I were to work for a gangster, I'd want one who can, you know, like really hang out with my parents before he kills them.
Yeah.
You know, like my mom should approve of this gangster. You know, like he should be able to like cook like round rotis and stuff. Like his sabzi should be nice. You know, he should be able to clean the house before he blows it up. That's the kind of gangster I want in my life. Right?
Yeah, a take home to mom gangster. That's the kind.
Take home to mom gangster. Say hello to your dad gangster.
Let's say hello to your aunt gangster. What? I don't know what's happening. I'm not sure.
Well, we're going.
This is strange. Yeah. Okay, this is all very strange to me.
Yeah. So the backstory is that Sunny is adopted, the adopted son of this big gangster who came from the slums, mm-hmm. and like he made a big name for himself. He's got a big house. Kehne ke liye gaadi hai, bungla hai, gangsters hai, goliyan hai, banduke hai. But not because they're all dead. And that gangster had a son,
uh-huh.
and that son is Karan.
Yeah,
Karan is Sohail. And the Sunny's dad, like adopted father, had a sidekick who saved his life, but died in the process. And he had a daughter who is a fake Kiara Advani. I'm just gonna call her fake Kiara for everyone, just so that you know what I'm talking about. And she's also adopted into the family. So essentially, they're three siblings. And this is important because they are siblings. Because she was three when they were adopted and they've all grown up together, right?
Yeah, like this is the strange part for me overall. Like, I think that if the movie had just said, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a workaround for this. Like, maybe Kiara wasn't related to them or something. Like, I know she's not related to them, but maybe she was like a family friend maximum. You know, that was like independent.
Karan, stop trying to write your way around your incest. This is your incest, Karan. Because Sohail, who is Karan,
he has
hots for sister.
Fucking from
hots
Tushar.
For sister. That's one thing I wished I wouldn't have to say.
I'm going from Tushar to Sohail. What kind of a fucking downgrade or upgrade or just no grade, really? Is there a grade from moving from Tushar Kapoor to Sohail Khan? I don't know. But yeah, so the thing is, like, they have established that these people have grown up together, right?
Yeah.
They have established that these people have, like, spent all this time, you know, like, essentially, it's not like she went away or that she grew up separately, right? So then when you introduce what you're going to introduce, it is going to get thoda strange, is all I'm saying.
Thoda strange? Anyway.
Yeah. You didn't know, so, by the way. Sohail, you did not know that was coming. So
I did not know that was coming. And Karan knew that he had this ace up his sleeve. He's like, this motherfucker doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what he's in for. And when that first scene happened, my God. So it starts off in a college, okay? And so it turns out that fake Kiara, Sohail, who is Karan, and John, they all go to the same college, right? Mm. Sohail is the absolute Chad. He's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're trying to make us believe that John is the nerd.
Yeah.
Like John comes first in everything, and he's a model student, but he also has like Brill Cream hair and like washboard abs. You know, typical nerd shit.
You know,
we're like, a fucking nerd, right?
It was like, and I like Andrew Garfield, right? But remember when they tried to make Andrew Garfield Peter Parker, and he was like this sexy dude. And everyone was like, you are attractive. And I mean, not that nerds aren't attractive, but like he was trying to be like, oh my God, I'm so into my books and I'm so science and all this stuff. And they're like, I don't know. And Andrew Garfield's a better actor than John Abraham. So that's how unconvincing.
I'm sure there's some amazing Spider-Man fans out there. Like, I did enjoy Amazing Spider-Man to an extent. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they're in the college. And John and Kiara, fake Kiara, have this kind of like thing going on where John stalks her for 3 years.
And then she finally notices him. Yeah, she finally is like, oh yeah, you exist. Cool. I also like you now. 3 years, dude. 3 whole years.
3 years.
Yeah. Strange timeline. God. But like, it's creepy. The thing is, this movie reinforces a lot of like toxic masculinity stuff because, and we'll get to, I guess we can get into it now. One of the first beats that happen where Sohail and John interact is there's a basketball game, and like Sohail wins, right? And then fake Kiara celebrating with Sohail, and she kind of like, yeah, she got a basketball player angry, and then like John Abraham also got angry because he saw that, and then he like comes to save her. And then suddenly, like, so he saves her sort of, but then because he's not from that world, right? John Abraham, who's Sunil Shetty's brother, he's not supposed to be there. So his friend's like, dude, we can't get in trouble because we are lower class. And then which is just casually thrown out there. And then these guys come up to John, and then Sohail comes in the middle and is like, this is my college boy, right? So don't do anything. So that those people leave. Then Kiara says, fake Kiara, to John, she says like, oh, when you stood up for me, I liked that. That's like, that no woman has ever written those lines ever. That was written by a dude in some weird fantasy.
Oh, no, are you trying to tell me a dude wrote this fucking script?
Sorry, this is a feminist film. Lakir. So,
also, we just skimmed past this real quick, but Karan, I just want to ask you. The basketball game, right?
Uh-huh.
What song were they playing?
While we were watching it, right, and I was like, I was feeling proud because I was like, hey, that kind of it feels inspired by Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit. And I was like, because Yashasvi is the music one, right? So I was like, oh my god, I made a music reference before Yashasvi. Turns out it was actually Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit. It was like they were actually playing it, fucking
dude. Assholes. And the bands that they definitely didn't pay for the rights for this.
Yeah.
They had Smells Like Teen Spirit. They had DMX,
mm-hmm.
Backstreet Boys, and Ronan Keating.
Dude, they played a bunch of... when they played Backstreet Boys, I was like, now you've gone too far. You can, you can fuck with Nirvana. You can fuck with DMX. You don't mess with Backstreet Boys. You can't just randomly play that. Anyway, so this basketball game happens, and is basically like, I thought there would be more of an interaction between John and Sohail, but I think the director was like, let's cut our losses and avoid
right now. Like, oh my god, because there is a scene later where they interact for a little more than 45 seconds and I felt like I was watching paint dry.
Oh god, we have to get into like so many concepts that this film seems to operate on. This is very confusing, but let's just start with the basketball game. There's a party, right? Of course, there's a party.
There's always a party.
And that's when suddenly Sohail Khan looks at his stepsister. I just want to reinforce this. His stepsister, he suddenly looks at her after 17 years. By the way, it's 17 years. And suddenly he's like, oh, this girl's attractive. I'm into her. You grew up with her. You guys probably showered together as children, you fucking weirdo.
Jeez. What are you doing, stepbrother?
Oh, this is not the porno that I wanted, guys.
This is literally what are you doing, stepbrother, the movie?
Oh, God. Like, but why did Sunil have to be there? What porno have you watched where suddenly Sunil's in the back like, oh, Baba? Like, that's not happening in porno.
I would pay money for every porno to have Sunil deepfaked in the background somewhere.
Do not
going like, hey, Baba? Theek se dalo na baba. Oh god, I'm so sorry everyone at home. I'm so sorry.
Jesus. Okay. So at this party, Sohail suddenly is like, okay, time to sing. Then he dances very intensely with fake Kiara. And John,
this is my favorite bit. My god, John starts dancing with a basketball, and then a very stupid dance, like aerobics dance, but with a basketball, and everyone's just looking at him like, John, I didn't know you could dance and play basketball. I'm like, he clearly can't. He clearly cannot.
Dude, I was rewatching it, right? And there are certain points where they cut away. They like cut away from John doing basketball because they can only hold a shot of him looking credible for like a second. So every time they cut to him, it cuts away very quickly. Also, to speak about the dancing steps in this, didn't it remind you of like sports day or like PT or something where it was like, right foot back, left foot front. Put your hand on your thigh, then move. Then
didn't we do a dumbbell one in school? Do you remember?
Yeah, we did a dumbbell one.
Oh my god, what was that? Some second grade.
The boat and some shit. Did you?
Yeah, it was so fucking dumb. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, look, John is athletic. Okay, let's not kid ourselves here. John is very athletic, but John himself, self-proclaimed, loves playing football and can play football very well.
Yeah,
right. why would you give him a basketball?
I guess because Sohail plays basketball. Did Sohail look like...
No, Sohail can't play basketball either. Clearly can't play basketball.
No, but the funny thing is that John plays baseball. So John can't even... Which is... Like, which Indian do you know? Not to get all national on you guys, okay? Lekin mere Bharat mein... Pata hai, mere Bharat mein koi baseball nahi khelta. I'm sorry. Koi nahi khelta.
If you are a real Indian man, you will have trauma from cricket, okay?
Yeah! Like, cricket is so prevalent in India that no one's even thought of baseball in their brains. It's surprising.
There's no my most embarrassing cricket moment is one, like, a really good bowler. I'd gone for, I used to play cricket a lot.
Yeah.
A really good bowler, and he bowled, like, this Yorker thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right next to my feet, and I thought, my leg side pe marega. I swung the bat around and whacked my own ankle so fucking hard.
Oh, no.
And the ball kind of deflected off my foot. So it kind of looked like I had made contact with it. And I'm trying to look cool and make a run when I'm limping across the fucking pitch. Yeah, that's the day I decided to stop playing cricket.
Hey, I was pretty good. I was good for a bit, you know. I was good.
You're the batsman, weren't you?
Yeah, I was Rahul Dravid. Of my team.
Karan, come on, I like you, don't do this.
Okay, so they clearly they get very drunk at this party and whatever, and the next day this is all pointless shit, but Sohail Khan shows up late to some charity thing, and Sunny doesn't say anything because Sohail tells him the truth, which is something that's established, that Sohail never lies to Sunny. He always tells him exactly what's going on, which is a core theme. This movie has many themes, and in some ways this movie
love it.
But I think this movie is a Xerox copy, first half, second half, but with different people. So when I was
different conflicts and different people,
when I was rewatching it, I was you're just introducing the same stuff again later on. So this idea is introduced again later on. The fact that John likes Kiara is again in the second half. The fact that Sohail doesn't like John is again in the second. I'm you've told me already what the story is. I don't need it rammed down my throat Do you know? Do you understand what's happening?
I think the first half they had a good movie, and I thought they would introduce a second kind of conflict later on, which would band them all together and realize the real friends, the real Lakir were the friends you made along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't actually happen. So after the party, he gets super drunk and stuff like that. John and Kiara have this fake Kiara have this thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think John writes her a letter, and this is where we reach the conflict of the movie. And you know what? In terms of generating conflict and tension, I think they did pretty well with this.
This is the strongest part of the movie.
It is
10-minute stretch of chaos is where I was most invested.
And before we get into that bit, John's brother is Sunil Shetty, who I can't believe I haven't mentioned up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who is in? He's a mechanic, and he did a car job for Sunny, and he the point of this was to show that he has a lot of respect for Sunny.
Yeah, he kind of wants to be Sunny. There's one part where he says, "Kyun Arjun Rana se main bada nahi ho sakta kya?" And that introduces that idea of respect, but also wanting to be And actually, one of the scenes that I liked on Sunny's end, when Sunil shows up to the house and Sunny's kind of half paying attention to him. So I feel it was a proper celebrity fan interaction, Shah Rukh Khan fan, where he was kind of a dick to him. He wasn't mean to him, but he kind of put him in his place by barely talking to him. And I was
dismissive of him.
I was this is an interesting conflict, and I hope they explore this more. And then I was make it stop in the second half.
Because again, Sunil and Sunny interacting is just shout and drool. It's just cracking voices and big biceps, and you know what, you'll be into it for about 30 seconds. John and Sunil are brothers.
Yes.
Sunil is very protective of John, and that's the core of their relationship. He's very proud of the fact that he goes to college, he does well, and he's completely away from a gangster kind of life.
Mm.
Which Sunil sort of dabbles in, as they show.
Mm.
John writes this letter to fake Kiara, and he's going to, give it to her in college. But the conflict comes when Karan, who is, Sohail, his friend keeps telling Sohail that, he like John likes fake Kiara. He likes your sister. Dude, he's gonna fuck your sister. You should be fucking your sister,
bro. Yeah. Only you can fuck your sister. Only you sex. No one else sex with sister. Can you stop saying sister? Fuck it. Anyway, so I do want to mention that the guy who plays the friend is Arman from Jesse Jesse Koi Nahi.
Guys, remember Arman?
Yeah, I was like, this is a callback to my childhood. Sony, what is it? It came on Sony?
It was on Sony. Yeah. It was on Sony.
Yeah. It was at night. I used to watch it with my...
It was weird because Arman was this businessman in that.
Yeah, here he's not a businessman. He's a sexy side man. That's his
role. He's Ronnie and he has too much brill cream in his hair. Yeah. I'm going to leave that in just for fuck.
He's a fashion icon. You know, like some of the outfits that he chose, like I could see you in some of those, you know, like,
oh, thanks, man. Yeah, you mean the red jacket and the spiked brill cream hair?
Yeah, that's your look. You said that you've been searching for your look for years. And I think after all these years in this podcast on episode 59 or 60 or whatever we are.
I think this is 60.
You have finally found it. And good for you, man. I'm so proud.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Arman/Ronnie's look. Anyway, so he's poisoned Sohail. Okay, he's like, oh, dude, he's gonna fuck your sister. So then Sohail interrupts, like he stops John when he enters the college. And this is weird for me, right? Because he doesn't know that John has written this letter, does he?
No.
So John, for all intents and purposes from Sohail's point of view, John just has a random piece of paper in his pocket, right?
Yeah.
Which Arman then proceeds to snatch.
Hmm.
So it could be his phone bill. It could be his report card, and it could be his grocery list.
Oh, I'd love if it was his grocery list, dude.
He's like, oh, you're going to fuck my sister? What do you got in your pocket? Give me that. And he's like, 1 kilo kanda, 1 block cheese, atta.
Turki dal? Rajma! How can you rajma?
But in this economy, rajma?
Chawal?
Privileged fuck.
You know how expensive chawal is? Fucking asshole.
Oh, God. It should have just been his grocery list or his, like, report card or something. He's like, maths mein sirf 95, baki ke 5 mark aa gaye. Sharma ji ke bete ko dekho, 100 leke aaya.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is weird for me, okay? Like, this sequence of events is, again, like, in this 10 minutes, they pack in a lot and it's a decent story-wise, but it still has its holes in it, right? So Sohail tears the letter and threatens John, saying that, you know, you come close to my sister, I will, he didn't say sister, but he's like, I will beat you up. And then he walks away.
Mm.
And then Ronnie makes fun of John for having 50 rupees in his pocket, which I'm like, he's in college. Why would he have more than 50 rupees? Like, medowada 25 kata, max to max.
Yeah. Like, what, how expensive is this college? Where they're like,
yeah,
250 rupees ka do samosa you get. Like, what kind of...
And bear in mind, this is like early 2000s. So like 50 rupees mein medu wada aa jayega.
It's a lot, dude. 50 rupees mein sab kuch aa jayega. Like, you don't need anything else.
Yeah. So he makes fun of him for that. And John gets so like fucked up over it. And he goes home. And I don't understand what happens here. Does John try to kill himself? Or like, remember that scene where he like completely loses it and breaks everything in his room?
Yeah.
Did he injure himself doing that? Or what's going on? Can you explain that?
Yeah, I can't actually explain that because it doesn't make sense. Like, the movie doesn't explain it. The movie just shows John breaking a bunch of shit. And then after he's broken a bunch of shit, he just passes out because he smashed some glass. So like, the movie wants to walk the line of like, you know, triggering content of like self-harm, which is really messed up. But also they want to be like, no, but actually he didn't. So we're just confused, really. So when they get there, we don't know what happened. We're just like,
yeah.
And I mean, to get to the next scene and kind of the whole conversation, because we talked about this while we were watching the movie, right? So obviously Sunil goes and beats up the wrong person because Sohail is wearing Ronnie's jacket and he turns around. Sohail is a good, oh, I just got fucked face.
And also, like, so Sunil comes and finds out that John has done this, and he asks his best friend, who is Tony from Kahona Pyar Hai, because obviously,
dude, he's followed us around. He's our new Johnny Lever now. Like, he's
our new Johnny Lever.
Yeah,
like, he's in the same league.
Yeah.
So he asks Tony, and Tony's like, you know, he says Ronnie, like Ronnie ke wajah se hua. I didn't say Ronnie did this. So did Sunil think that Ronnie beat up John so bad, or does he know that he must have done something that led John to do this. Like, yeah. They didn't explain that at all, because all Sunil does is fucking drive the Jeep to the college and proceed to beat the ever-living fuck
out of Sohail. Dude, he beats the piss out of him. He slams him against the gate, like, repeatedly. Then he kicks him in the dick.
Like, dude, this was the first dick kick I've seen in Bollywood. Do you know what that means?
That's a dick.
We've watched 60 movies now. Yeah. We've watched 60 movies, Karan. And there have been a few fights in these movies, yeah, right? Not once have any of these honorable men kicked another in the nads.
And Brutus is an honorable man. And
Brutus is an honorable man. Nice. Classic. And to have Sunil, my icon, kick my I was going to say my boy Sohail. Fuck Sohail. Kick Sohail in the nads. Yeah. To have Sunil kick him in the nads, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Damn. It's a hell of a beatdown. And okay, so this is where I come to you with like some fantasy scripting is what I'm going to call it. You know, like a scenario where we think that we could have done it better maybe, right? And we discussed this. So I have like a two-part question. One, do you think that it would have been better if Ronnie had just directly beaten up John instead of like this sort of hybrid thing that they did? Like Ronnie had just directly beat the fuck out of John. And two, do you think it would have been better if Sohail were, if they had done the beating, would it have just been better if Sohail did it and there was no misunderstanding, right? This is a discussion that we had.
Yeah. So I think like after we discussed it, it would have been better if Ronnie had beaten up John. And I'll tell you why. Because later in the movie, the theme was that Sonny's men did something behind his back.
Mm.
Right? And then like Sonny had to pay the price for it also.
Yeah.
So it would be like a running theme where Ronnie did something behind Sohail's back and then Sohail had to pay for it.
Yeah.
I would make like for a better parallel. So Sunil completely like beats the fuck out of Sohail and puts him in the hospital. So Sunny comes back. Sunny was AWOL this whole time. And Sunny's like, I'm going to kill whoever this is, whoever did this. Okay. And he finds out that Sunil did it. And Sunil was from the Basti that Sunny grew up in.
Oh, right. Boy.
And the conflict comes here. Is that he wants to go to the Basti and get Sunil out.
Mm.
But the Basti people are defending Sunil because Sunil is one of their own. And Sunny's like, oh, I am also one of your own. I am rich, relatable gangster. Remember that time I gave you a shawl? I gave you a shawl, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have 17 cars, but like, I gave you that shawl that one time.
They actually, like, on paper, if I told you this stuff, like, for example, in the early parts of the movie, there's two things that they set up that I thought were interesting. So, like, the first thing is when John and Sunil are hanging out, Sohail shows up and Sunil's like, who's that? But he doesn't see Sohail, which I thought was like, oh, they paid that off quite well, actually. Because he's like, oh, walk on it. And at that point, Sohail puts his hoodie on.
Yeah.
And that guy's like, oh, Red Riding Hood wala, because he's wearing a red hoodie.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, so he doesn't see him. So that was an interesting beat. Another interesting beat, which ties into what we're talking about now, is Sunny, the Maulana, or like, what is his sort of...
I think he's like a respected guy.
Respected guy in the Basti. He comes to Sunny's house and he's like, no, come inside, hang out. He's like, no, not until you come to the Basti. So the precedent is there that Sunny's going to visit, but then because of the circumstances when he does visit, it's a different setting, which is on paper interesting. I say on paper because the execution, Yashasvi, was trash.
Dude, the execution is trash because the creative choice here, of all the choices you can make in a movie, you know, as a creative head of a movie, you give Sunny a 5-minute monologue.
Oh,
Sunny God. Deol.
Yep.
Whose catchphrase is, oi! Okay?
Yeah.
The guy whose trademark is beating his fists against his chest, you give him a sophisticated monologue?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. And like, I think with Sunny, what they're trying to do, because when we get to the end, there's another monologue, unfortunately. I think they were trying to show that he's wrestling with his principles and he doesn't know where the lakir is. But like, it's not relatable because he's a fucking gangster who murders people when he gets angry. He throws his toys out of the pram so many times. He's like, mujhe mara, brr, brr, brr. And then he fucking murders people. And you're like, oh, I'm supposed to root for you for some reason. When you're having
in front of the cops, that too.
Yeah.
Because there's a small beat of like an assassination attempt.
Oh, yeah.
And like in the fucking police ka thana, he takes these two people and he shoots the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
And he stabs one guy repeatedly.
Yeah.
And he's the cool, relatable gangster. Right?
And also that we kind of missed, but it's not like super important, I guess. Maybe it's just important for Fake Kiara. But Fake Kiara has told this backstory. So those people who tried to assassinate him in present tense are the people involved in the backstory, which is what I didn't get the first time. Like, essentially, those people 12 years ago took out the Supari, and then Sunny...
Yeah, I remember that.
And then Sunny beat up, like, let's be honest, he didn't do anything noble there, but it was supposed to be like, oh, Sunny saved the pregnant lady, right? The same guy tried assassinating him again, and this time he, like, murders him. And we don't even know if he actually tried to assassinate him, by the way. We don't find that out. He just murders them. And it's mainly to establish because Sohail Khan's, like, name was on the Supari ka list, which... Again, doesn't make sense because then they didn't attack Sohail, they attacked Sunny. So, what?
Very, very stupid gangster.
Very, very stupid. So, yeah, we're at the Basti monologue time and nothing.
And also, Kiara doesn't know that Sunny's a gangster somehow. She is either the stupidest person on earth or she just wants to reap the benefits of having a gangster brother without the actual implications of it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't understand that relationship at all. It didn't make sense because Sohail gifted him a gun in front of her, right? Yeah. That whole Zameen Asman conflict, which is like another core theme.
Karan, you didn't like my birthday gift?
I'm sorry, man. I know. Look, I
mean, it had the crosshair and everything in it.
I just...
Like that extended... I know you like those extended mags, you know, with more than, you know, gun talk. I don't know much about guns.
I did point that out to you, right? Like, why is the thing on top of the gun? Whatever that...
It's a very 2000s thing, you know, where it has that sight thing on it, Like, you don't see that anymore because everyone's just like, okay, you know, let's just turn it down a notch.
Gun talk in Bad and Bollywood. Anyway.
Okay. Is Bad and Bollywood pro-gun? No. Question mark?
No. I just want to say.
No? Okay.
Yes.
We talk about it. Anyway. So, yeah. Now, okay, this next sequence felt like a dream sequence because I was 99% convinced it was a dream sequence. Okay? So, like, that the elder from the Basti... He tells Sunil to like leave. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Sunil comes back the next day and finds the Basti completely burned down.
Yeah.
Okay. And then John comes out and John starts telling Sunil that, you know, you're a horrible brother. You hit them, na? Like, I didn't beat up Ronnie because I knew the repercussions of it. But you just wanted to be so manly. So you beat up Ronnie and now see what you've done. You did this, Sunil. You piece of shit. And up until then, the relationship has been very wholesome. Ki, ha ha ha, my gangster mechanic brother. Let's make out behind this car. Sure, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
It's lucky, right? We're crossing forbidden lines. Fuck it.
That does sound like a porn title, doesn't it? Oh,
it does. Lakir.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
And I was 99% convinced it was like some fever dream of Sunil's. But then it turns out that it isn't.
Yeah, we had a 2-minute discussion. Like, we kept going back and forth. You were like, dude, this is definitely a dream. I was like, it doesn't feel like a dream. You're like, no, it has to be. Because that's the only logical thing. Why else? Why would this happen when in the previous scene? So that's the fucking annoying part about this. In the previous scene, Sunny Deol says, I'm not going to do anything and walks away. And then in the next scene, with no character arc on anyone's end, the Basti is burnt. So,
yeah.
What? It actually happened. It makes no sense.
It's like you say one thing and you do another thing. You say you're going to increase like the employment rates of the country and instead you tank it by another 20%. No, whatever.
And also, okay, the gangsters earlier in the movie established that they also have a kinship with the Basti. Like, they've said very clearly that they also love the Basti and that the birthday celebrations for Sunny Deol were so amazing in the Basti. And then they just burnt it, dude. Like, even they had no motivation, no character arc where this was earned or anything like that.
Yeah. So then Sunil goes to Sunny's house and then he the police catch him. And then Sunny says, you know, you got a lot of nerve showing up in this town.
Mm.
And then he's like, yeah. And then they start fucking. No.
would be a better scene.
It would be a better movie. But then he says, you know, you said, your beef was with... me, and you took it out on the Basti, and my beef was with Ronnie, but I took it out on your brother, and that was a mistake, but you let so many people pay for it.
Mm.
And then Sunny's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then you find out that his chela has actually burnt down the Basti. And there's no payoff there, right? There's no payoff there. He doesn't say fuck all to them apart from like one or two words.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't make sense because, like, he maybe slaps them. Like, maybe something like that. But that's about it. Like, there's no... He doesn't show that the busty meant a lot to him because immediately after, he just instructs the people to beat up Sunil anyway. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, so they beat up Sunil and then drop him off at the busty. And John's like, kya hua? What?
Like, imagine, like, they drop off your brother beaten, like, to a pulp. And he's like, what happened? He's like, the fuck do you think happened, dude? They got their hands on him and beat the shit out of him.
This chain of events had consequences. I felt like this was an independent act of violence that I had no idea about. Fucking John Abraham.
And here's where the fucking movie goes to shit, right? Because this, like, it's like throwing a wrench into, like, moving machinery, because then there's, like, a 1 month pause.
Yeah.
Because they say, like, 1 month later. And this second half of the movie makes... It's just like the same movie. Like you said, the first half of the movie is just the second half of the movie, but worse.
So, like, so the same thing happens, right? Like, in the first half, Kiara and John are kind of like starting their romance. And then in this also, now John started working at a cafe with pizza where, by the way, they order pizza without cheese or pepperoni. So they're just ordering bread.
Can you believe that? She walks up to him and she's like, oh, yeah, my order's ready. He's like, yeah, here's your order. No cheese, no pepperoni. So bread kha rahe ho kya bencho? Bread or sauce kha rahe ho?
Domino.
Matlab kya chal raha hai
there? Known for our bread. Just dry bread.
It's Domino's. The bread's not that great.
This is establishing that Lucky takes place in like some futuristic dystopia where people are just eating bread. And like when Sunnydale gets flowers earlier, it's just grass. Like, no one has taste in this movie. They're just like, give me dry nonsense. I don't want to feel joy.
And this is the second time like John's like in a pizza place working as a pizza man.
Yeah, hey, sexy pizza man. Fair.
Sexy pizza man John. Why is John never the pizza delivery guy for me? I mean, like, lucky forbidden lines would be crossed then.
Yeah.
Like, I got no money, but I can pay you in other ways. And John will be like, no. no, I have a career.
This is like second on the list. Neil and Nikki was first for porn intros. Lucky is two, where everything is like, kind of, it's almost a porn movie, but not.
Yeah. We haven't spoken about the incest thing for a while because we also want to forget about it and move on with our lives, but we never will.
Yep, it's back.
So, yeah. Kiara has been writing, fake Kiara has been writing letters to John and John's not been reading them.
Mm-hmm.
And now is when Sohail and John interact, because Sohail shows up to the pizza place and he's like, I don't know. Okay, you know, every time you watch a scene, right? After the scene gets over, you might have a gist of what happened during the scene, right? In this scene, when Sohail interacts with John, I have no idea what the fuck happened. They might as well have been fucking talking about Pokemon because, like, no clue. He's like, oh, wo kal raat ka episode dekha kya tune? Haan, Pikachu ne wo Thunderbolt mara mast tha wo. Like, that's, they could have fucking said that and it would have made more sense to me.
Weather acha hai na aaj, John.
John?
Kal barish hui thi, lekin aaj suraj bahar aa gaya waise. They might as well, like, I don't understand. And also, we introduced the concept, Yashasvi, of super hearing. Where
yes.
People are whispering in a loud public place and everyone can hear exactly what they're saying.
It's insane. But the gist is that I, like, upon really focusing on the scene, is that Sohail tells John that Kiara, fake Kiara, is, you know, she pities him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then
I'll say it. John gets... Yeah, I'll say you said it. Halat to aise hai ki... Pindiya bhi, tum pe taras khati hai. John's like, yeah, totally got all of that, buddy. Thanks. I'm like 50 feet away, but cool. I'm glad you whispered that while I was getting your order. And now you've teleported to your car, you fucking...
What? Yeah, he's at the fridge to get him his drink and he's already across the parking lot in his car. I'm like, wow, why did you do that before? When you were getting the shit kicked out of you.
That's his superhero story. Like, the thing that we missed in all this is when Sohail went to the hospital, they actually, like, put telekinetic, like, Deadpooled him, essentially.
Yeah, they Deadpooled Sohail.
And now he has superhero powers, but the movie's not interested in that. They're just like, la 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 la, love story. And I was like,
Incest. Nah, 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 nah. Incest is sexy.
Nah,
sorry.
Nah,
don't
nah,
quote
nah,
me on that. Don't nah, quote nah. me on that.
Sister makes me horny. Nah, nah, nah.
please don't. If we ever get taken out of context, dude, we are finished.
It's over for me. Like, especially the last one, I was listening to some of the singing we did. Man, out of context, it's horrible. No one gave us out of
pissing
context.
In a bag?
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Anyway, so I apologize, guys. Anyway, so John and Kiara have this moment again of super hearing where John proclaims his love for her.
Yeah.
And
I remember.
Okay, here is
weirdly.
Yeah. Here is like a question of how you escalate things, right?
Yeah.
So John tells Kiara that he loves her. And then the next scene is John telling Sunil that he's fallen in love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Kiara is with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this turns into that song, your favorite song.
It's a great song.
I mean,
great.
On paper, yeah. Daler Mehndi, Kunal Ganjawala, sure.
Why? But filmed on Nokia from 30 years ago with fisheye lens that'll make you want to throw up. So, good luck.
You know, there's certain professional situations in any profession where you don't want to be, right? Like, as a writer, you don't want to have a deadline in 2 hours with writing material for like 6 hours. As a sailor, you don't want to be in a situation where shit's going south. As a choreographer, you don't want to work in a movie with Sunil, Sunny, Sohail, and John.
Holy shit, dude.
Dude, that is just brutal.
You know, in football, there was a player called Maicon, right? Brazilian defender. And when Inter Milan, he played for Inter Milan. Inter Milan played Tottenham. Gareth Bale ran past him 3 times and scored 3 goals. And Maicon retired. I think a choreographer who had to do this would retire immediately right after. Like, I think
a choreographer who had to do this would kill themselves.
Yeah, Jesus.
My God, dude, this is because the mobility, the total mobility of these 4 men on a scale of 1 to 10 combined is like 3.
3 is...
of them combined.
3 is being generous even with them combined. Like, it's like bad dancing. And then between Sohail and John, it's like a race to the bottom. Like, you know how like actors elevate each other? And like, you are only as good as your co-star is, you know, you're like with whoever. I'm thinking of like Daniel Day-Lewis and like Jack Nicholson acting opposite each other.
Akshay Khanna, yeah.
Akshay Khanna, just titans of acting where they're elevating every scene they're in. Meanwhile, John and Sawyer are like, bro, I'm going to go underground with my
act. Tu underground jayega? Main molten core tak jayega, tu dekh abhi.
I'm not.
I can't move my shoulders.
Who wins really between John and Sawyer? I can't tell. They're both terrible. Equally,
I think we lose.
Yeah,
because we're watching it.
Yeah, true. But yeah, anyway,
okay. And Sida, in terms of escalation, Sunil is like, yeah, shadi, Sida shadi.
Obviously, in Bollywood, it is established if boy loves girl, then the next scene must be that the girl and boy are getting married, or at least proposal to hona chahiye. Important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, Sohail simultaneously is very depressed, and he's like,
he
I need to card. Talk to my brother
he
about.
Reads the card.
He reads the card. Yeah. Mm. And he goes to Sunny. He's like, bhaiya, you know, I've fallen in love and shit like that. You know, as you know how two brothers talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Currently, you have a brother.
Yeah, yeah. We,
you guys talk
we
like that.
Say right? Stuff like, bhaiya, you are the greatest. That's definitely something that we've said to each other. He's never said
that. Yeah, I think Rishabh's going to punt you in the head for saying that. Yeah, so he's like, you know, just go and tell her, bro. You know, hold this party because you're out of the hospital now. You know, we'll host a party and you tell her that. So he's like, you know, fair enough. So Sohail organizes a party and then calls his sister to an abandoned church.
Everyone,
as one does.
We watched this so uncomfortably. I feel like we were watching it through our fingers at one point. Like, it was so uncomfortable. Okay. So John,
you know, I would have liked this beat as the story if when Sohail tells Sunny that, you know, it's fake Kiara is the person I like, he'd be like, you guys are siblings. Have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah. And
she calls you bhaiya, you fucking perv.
That's what the conflict of the movie has been, right? Like, one of the scenes earlier, Sunny realizes that his gangsterness is scaring fake Kiara. And meanwhile, Sohail brings out the angry sort of gangsterness that he has. So, like, that's the zameen aur asman mil gaye kya, bhaiya. That's what she says, right? So that's the conflict. And now one of the conflicts, like, it's the other one. Like, you know, one of the people, like, and now it's a direct, like, oh my God, this horrible, like, this thing is happening. These two are related and it's going to tear our family apart. Like, this, they laid the table for this. Like, Sunny, they were freaking out about it. And then Sohail having to realize that he might have to kill his brother or something. Like, it was right there, you know, but...
Yeah, and they lost it because when he takes her to the church, she's obviously uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she calls him Bhaiya, first off. And there's fireworks.
Every step.
And there's, like, a bunch of presents and shit like that. Mm. And simultaneously, John goes to the party and he meets Arman.
Mm.
And or Ronnie, sorry. I know you guys, we keep flip-flopping through names. And Ronnie's like, you know, oh, yeah, she's with her brother and they're gonna fuck and you're gonna die. And then they, like, okay, this is a good, not good, but this is some character arc, I guess, because he beats the fuck out of Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes Ronnie's gun and he goes to go kill Karan.
Yeah.
Right? And Ronnie rushes to Sunil with Tony and says, dude, you need to stop John. John is going to go kill Karan.
Mm.
Okay. And that's where, like, they're at. And simultaneously, in this broken down church, Karan is acting very sketch with fake Kiara.
Oh, so sketch. And, like, yeah. John leaves, right? And you're like, John's gone in this frenzy. He's going to show up there. And if shit's going to hit the fan. John disappears for, like, 30 minutes almost. And I'm like, is he in Goa? Like, where the fuck did John go, dude? He's not there only for, like, so long. Daylight at the church.
Yeah.
Daylight at the church and John's not reached.
Is he fucking walking there? What the hell is going on? You know, I want to see how his bike breaks down. He's pushing. He's like, fuck it. Yeah. My rage car. Like, the whole thing is like, thanda now. Like, rickshaw. Kya ho gaya? Kahan jana hai? Oh, church mein jana hai. He's got a gun with him. He's like, yeah, gun leke kahan ja raha hai? Are, you know, my girlfriend's brother's trying to fuck her. I'm just going to go stop that.
Yeah, that just...
Rickshaw like, we're like, nahi, bhaiya, nahi, I'm going to... Fuck you.
Phaade se nahi jayega.
Meter ke upar 30 rupaye.
Hello.
Oh, God. Yeah, so the accumulation of all of this, and we're just going to run through the other shitty bits, is Sunil goes to Sunny and says that, you know, that, like, Karan is going to, sorry, John is going to shoot Karan.
Mm.
And then they all go to the church.
Yeah.
And 55 policemen show up.
Yeah. Also, Sunny knew that Kiara is unfake, Kiara is uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah. Sunny finds out that, like you said, the whole theme of the story was that Karan never lies to Sunny.
Mm.
And while they were on the phone, Karan says that, you know, oh yeah, she agrees and she loves me and stuff. And then Kiara tries to call Sunny, but Sunny overhears the entire conversation where Kiara is completely against what's going on.
Mm.
And like, Karan's acting very sketch.
Yeah, Karan basically expositions everything. Like, oh, I lied to my bhaiya that I actually love you, even though you didn't say that you love me. So...
Yeah, which is a lot like the reel you put out. Again, guys, if you don't follow Karan_Mir, please go follow it. The funniest reels you'll ever see. Brought to you by Pad and Bollywood. Anyway,
yeah.
So they all show up and there's the police officers are there.
Mm.
And John reaches first and gets the... So this is fun.
Yeah.
Because John starts the fight and John is beating the fuck out of Sohail.
Yeah.
But then Sohail kind of turns it around like a wrestling match. And then kicks the absolute fuck out of John.
Which is in reverse, if you think about it. The good guy should first get beat up. And then when the crowd is invested, it's the Hulk Hogan match. You get the... I don't want to talk about Hulk Hogan. But you know, like a John Cena match. You beat him up until he's down. And then he fights back from underneath. And you're like, I like that guy. You know, but in this, it's like John beats him up and then Sohail wins. So...
Yeah. And then Sohail's holding fake Kiara at gunpoint. Because that's what, you know, true love is all about.
Yeah, you know? And like you mentioned, 55 cops are there. So
55 cops. Completely useless cops, by the way.
What were they doing there? How did they didn't even explain it. Like when Sunny shows up, he's like, tum log kya kar rahe ho? Like, commissioner saab ne bola. Are, usko kaise pata rahe? How does he know?
Commissioner bhi lakir dekh raha tha, sir. Aap samjho na. Movie pe dekha. Fuck, oh shit, I should probably do something about this.
Everyone's watching lakir together.
Yeah.
We're all in this together, even the extras are just watching it. Like, yeah. Hey, Sohail, wo udhar ja raha hai. Main usko screen pe dekh raha tha.
Anyway, so Sunil charges at Karan because he thinks that Karan has killed John. Yeah. And then Sohail shoots. Sohail, who is Karan, shoots Sunil.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And now he's holding Kiara at gunpoint and he points the gun at Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
And Sunny's like, how can he point?
Too much bhai, how can she slap? Too much bhai.
Hey, utar ke fekte hai vardi. I'm gonna stop.
Utar ke fekne vardi is a title of a porno. Anyway, so.
Lakir ke sarhad paar karte hai. Hey. Baba. Picture daro na Baba.
This is Honey and Sunil in a porno. Please make it happen.
Lakir.
Lakir.
Forbidden lines.
So forbidden, daddy.
Damn, such a fucking pervert. I'm gonna stop.
This is the most. Somehow become sexual. Like with a movie with Sunny Deol and Sunil Shetty, we've made it sexual. Somehow.
Anyway, John comes limping out of the church and he's covered in blood. And Karan points the gun at him and John's like, shoot.
Hmm.
And Sohail, who is Karan, is on the verge. Hmm. And then Sunny shoots him.
No, Kiara says, I hate you. I hate you. So he lets Kiara go, which is like a dumb move, I guess. No, not for us, but like...
Lose your bargaining chip.
Yeah, Jesus, we're thinking like him now. And then... She like kind of comes in the way of the shooting. And as he's about to... he points the gun at fake Kiara then. And then Sunny shoots him.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're like, Sunny shoots him. That's the end of the movie. We're probably going to cut to...
Yeah.
Remember like we watched some traumatic movie where like, oh yeah, Khiladiyon Ka Khiladi. Remember where like Rekha died and then instantly there was song. So I assumed something like that. And honestly, I got to give Khiladiyon Ka Khiladi credit. I preferred that.
I prefer
and do this because what happens next, Yashasvi?
I mean, what happens is what would happen in real life too. You pick up your brother, put him on the altar of this broken down church and monologue for about 5 minutes, uncomfortably so.
You ask everyone involved in the story while giving exposition of the entire story that we just watched.
Dude, he summarized Lakir. He did the podcast before we did. He's like, these guys are going to record. I'll just record it for them at the end of the movie.
See, that's why we took so long to do this movie. Because when I watched it, I was like, oh, man. I don't know if we can do this. Because, you know, Sunny did such a great job.
Iska podcast to ho gaya. My God. And then the movie ends with no resolution to anything.
Yeah. It just, they apologize to Sunny. Kiara hugs him. And that's Lakir.
That's Lakir. Holy fuck.
If you had to, let's say... Okay, because John and Sohail are clearly the weak points of this film, right? Maybe even Sunny, but we'll keep Sunny. Star power, you know? Who would you put instead of John and Sohail to better this movie?
Honestly, like, I think I need someone with facial expressions. So literally anyone else.
At that point, Karthik Aryan would do, man. If you're just talking...
Dude, at that point, Johnny Lever will do.
Johnny Lever has more acting per square inch than they have in their entire bodies.